scalpels, suction tubes, scopes. These are some of the instruments you'll find in an operating room. But when you, the patient, are out, many doctors take out another tool, music. As Alana Gordon reports, melodies play an important role in the OR. But what are surgeons listening to and who gets to pick? She takes us on this sonic journey to dissect some of the playlists.
Today happened to be a Jethro Tull day. From Aqualung to Thick as a Brick.
For Dr. Charles Yeo, amid all the sounds of the operating room, heart monitors, IV drips, music is also a constant.
We listen to all sorts of great songs.
It's getting better all the time.
His unit at Thomas Jefferson University in Philadelphia usually prefers classic rock or straight-up country. The selection depends on their mood, or even the season.
Surfing is the only life, the only way for me now, surf.
When spring comes around,
surf.
We're hopeful, so we'll have a Beach Boys day.
Now, patients might be wondering, is this surgeon just having a beach party during a critical moment? Yeo says familiar, nostalgic music actually helps him do his job.
Does that have anything to do with operating on the pancreas? Of course not, but it brings me back to a time that I remember as a very carefree time, and therefore I think it takes the pressure off.
Music in the operating room is kind of a thing. Yeo recalls when he started in the 70s, ORs had it, even though hospitals banned radios.
But we used to sneak them in anyway.
Technology has come a long way since those little transistor radios.
They used to bring their little boom boxes, and we listened to it.
Krista Bonifante is a nurse at Hahnemann Hospital.
Now they have iPods with their little iPod speakers, so things have evolved.
Not all doctors listen to music, but I reached out to several hospitals and got lots of responses. Hahnemann alone is a cacophony of melodies, depending on the surgeon and the team.
Some days we listen to Elvis, some days we listen to Rod Stewart.
They usually play a mixture of rock, punk.
That is Dr. Scott Land. Lauren Charles is another nurse.
Usually I'll take a survey of the room before. We listen to a lot of Pandora here.
Classical.
Johnny Cash puts me over the edge, and I'm like, we're really not going to listen to Johnny Cash today, are we?
Also Paul Simon.
That's Dr. Julia Spears. If the patient's awake, it's always their choice. Some research suggests music can create a calming effect. Certain ORs have rituals.
Wednesday is usually some type of jazz.
And Friday?
Start spreading the news.
Everyone scrubs in.
New York.
And it's Frank Sinatra all day long.
If I can.
These can be long operations.
The music keeps us going. It puts us in a good mood.
It's up to you.
At times, there can be a discordance in taste.
Dr. Mitra, his music is,
it's questionable. Yesterday, I was tortured by his opera music. It was bearable.
My music would be pretty slow music.
Dr. Amitrava Mitra is a plastic surgeon at Hahnemann. Again, Boninfante.
He'll just sit there and he meditates a little bit. He gets real quiet and he listens to it, and then he'll go out and scrub into surgery.
Because in microsurgery, if you're agitated, you get a little bit of a tremor. If you're calmed down, you don't get a tremor. And you can stitch the arteries and microscopic stuff pretty easily.
The selection also depends on what's happening in the surgery.
For example, if I'm doing a breast reconstruction, for example, at the end of the operation, it's about an hour and a half worth of stitching. It's essentially walking a mile. So in those cases, we can put any music and do it because it's a routine step.
No matter how much a doctor might like it, some music is never appropriate for an operating room.
Don't play things like Another One Bites the Dust by Queen.
Another one bites the dust.
Dr. David Bosanquet is a surgical resident in South Wales. He recently put together a fun essay and OR playlist for the British Medical Journal. He has some alternate suggestions.
Staying Alive by the Bee Gees, that's always a good one.
His preference.
Fix You by Coldplay.
Bad puns aside, Bosanquet wanted to know more about this trend he kept finding in the OR. Turns out, music has struck a chord in medicine for centuries. 100 years ago, the well-known surgeon Evan Kane wrote a brief for the Journal of the American Medical Association, specifically on the, quote, calming and positive properties of the phonograph for both the patient and surgeon.
So it's interesting to see this pioneer linking music and the beneficial effects in the operating room.
Kane's big claim to fame was taking out his own appendix while listening to music. Bosanquet says literature suggests that nowadays up to 70% of surgeons listen to something. He points to the limited evidence, mostly surveys and observational studies, that finds that music can be advantageous.
To aid concentration and keep everybody focused.
Not everyone agrees.
If it's a very complicated operation, for example, then there is an issue that it drowns out the senses and can actually reduce performance.
So, helpful music for some, maybe a detractor for others.
And I think it's partly to do with how brains are wired.
Dr. Scott Levin is chair of orthopedic surgery at the University of Pennsylvania.
So when I listen to music in the operating room, particularly Julian Bream or John Williams playing the guitar, they're absolute perfectionists, and what I hear is perfect music. And so perhaps subconsciously I say, the surgical detail or the part of the surgery that I'm performing needs to be commensurate with that degree of perfection and excellence that allows me to do my surgery better.
Again, David Bosanquet.
I have heard anecdotal evidence of, you know, hard metal being played in theatre. And I can only imagine finding that hugely distracting.
My favorite band is probably Metallica.
Dr. Timothy Schmidt is a surgeon at one of the biggest transplant centers in the country in Kansas City.
You know, I would find classical music distracting. Country music is really not appropriate for the OR.
Of course, he's a heavy metal guy. So is his surgical tech, Christopher Washington.
I think transplant team is a different breed. It's perfect for us. It calms us down.
Doing liver transplant and big cancer cases, we have to be aggressive sometimes and decisive when we do the things we do in the operating room, so it kind of suits our personality.
Washington says the OR is not some Danzig or Tool concert. There's no mosh pit. The music is just audible, so everyone can be attuned to the important stuff. And even though musical tastes may clash from one OR to the next, there does appear to be a harmonious agreement on this. If the operation becomes really complicated, if it takes an unexpected turn, the soundtrack becomes silence.
If things get a little too out of hand, we know how to turn them off.
If you notice that things are getting a little intense, we can turn off the music.
Except that time, we may ask people just to be quiet completely.
But when they're in the clear again, the music comes back on. For The Pulse, I'm Alana Gordon.
One of the surgeons Alana interviewed has especially refined tastes when it comes to his OR playlist, and you can hear what he told Alana when you sign up for our newsletter at whyy.org/pulse-newsletter.